Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Swall here with an episode of the Plan Vision Podcast. I want to talk about panicking and your investments. Got a few emails from people that are freaking out or panicking. So let me talk through this here a little bit. Shouldn't we all know that the world that we live in is very unpredictable? Some people live in real peril, very painful situations. Other people don't. Their lives are more secure. There are times of more stability and times of less stability. Sometimes the times of uncertainty lead to better futures, better outcomes. Other times when things are stable or they appear stable, it's just a facade. So when you set up your investments as it relates to the world around you, you can set them up in a way in which they're going to be more stable. This is an option that investors have. And what that means is you would have more fixed type of investments, more stable investments. And the more that you have of this, the less volatile will be the performance of your investments. But of course, many of us want to have more growth in our portfolios. So we make the trade-off. We're willing to invest in investments that will go up and down with the uncertainty and instability of the world so we can make more money, and we'll accept the instability. And when there's more uncertainty and more instability, even if it's temporary and leads to a better future, the more volatile investments will go down. Now, these volatile investments are typically in some form of a market, and typically the global stock markets. This is kind of the standard way that most people do this. So if we all know the world we're a part of is always going to have some degree of uncertainty and things can change quickly, you should understand how you'll respond to losses in your investments, because they're naturally going to happen. So here's some advice. Don't wait for this uncertainty to increase, to see your investments go down, and to then panic. That's no way to manage your money. If you set up your portfolio to be more aggressive than you can handle, and the markets go down and they're looking shaky and you start to panic, who can you blame? As far as I'm concerned, you're the one to blame, not somebody else, but that's what you're going to do. You're going to blame somebody else. You made the choice on your investments. The markets are going to do what they do. You don't control that. Nobody owes you any sort of guarantee return on what the markets are going to do. You should expect periods of loss. And they can be short or they can be long, but they're going to happen. And many times it's going to be completely unexpected. But there are some things, I guess we could say, are going to happen for sure. For example, we have $37 trillion of debt in the U.S. How are we going to fix that? How is that going to get fixed? Do you think that might end poorly? And when will that end poorly? If there's anything that bothers me is that we don't do anything about this. It just keeps going on and on and on. So I'm concerned about it. Now, it's not going to change my investments. I'm not going to panic. But even if I have that attitude about the future, it's important to me because I'm not going to be surprised by what happens. My point is that a good investment plan, if you set it up right, means that you should never need to panic.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.